So I wanted to just catch up about the QR project and Otto's artwork.
Yep.
The panels are all over Gwarek. It's quite successful, isn't it?
It is successful, and the panels that are nearest to the campsite are the ones that have got the biggest hits.
Ah, that's interesting.
But I spend my whole time putting the leaflets under the al, because they run out fairly fast.
Okay.
So there may be many more visitors than actually use the QR code.
Right, they might just visit the sites.
Well, certainly the older people don't necessarily have the right telephones.
Yeah, that's true.
But they do have grandchildren, and that makes things a lot easier.
Yeah. So just to sort of recap for people who aren't aware of the project, this was a brainchild of yours from quite some time ago, wasn't it?
It took quite a long time to get up and working. The answer is that there's a German artist who created a book about Gwarek, and when you see a town through the eyes of someone else, or better still, the eyes of an artist,
Yeah. You
see a whole lot of things you don't normally see. So once we decided that it would be a good idea for people to see the view of Gwarek that Otto had done, we thought, my goodness, we have to put a text, and that is when the project took off.
Ah, right. And whose idea was it to do the QR link? And for those people who don't know what a QR link is, QR are those funny square, squiggly-looking graphics that appear on everything these days. When you scan it with your camera, the camera on your phone, a modern phone, it can take you to a link on a website. So what we have with the QR project here in Gwarek is the panels with Otto's graphic poster of the site, a short description, and then QR codes for three languages, English, Breton and French.
Mm-hmm.
When you scan it, it takes you to an audio recording. People who have an interesting story about the site, it might be someone talking about what happened during the war, or whatever. So whose idea was it to do that, to put a QR code and to link it with...
Well, first of all, the idea was to go and see our local historian and said, would you like to talk this through so we can decide how we either put a text on the painting or we do a QR code. And he said it takes 2 hours for a church visit, so we thought, we're talking about 2 minutes of attention of a passerby. And so we had to change our optic completely. And then we thought, well, let's stop talking history as such and start talking social history.
Yeah.
Let's go to the old people's homes, let's show them the illustration and say, now, what happened here? Do you have any souvenirs? And it was like opening Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Out it all flowed.
Yeah.
And we had to edit things really seriously because... Yeah.
There are some great stories on that and some great memories. And, of course, some of the subjects were 100 years old.
Yeah. Sir Marguerite is 103.
Wow.
And she has a very good memory.
Yeah.
And she's a great storyteller.
Yeah, lucid and clear. And,
absolutely. Yeah. So she actually did 3 of the 10 places.
Yeah.
And then... generally speaking, the people were very intrigued and pleased and participated, and it was up to us to then edit it.
Yeah.
And the idea of doing it in 3 languages was good as well. A, because the Breton language really needs promoting,
mm-hmm.
and B, because there are a lot of tourists who are English-speaking.
Yeah. So it's been a great success. Have you had... direct positive feedback from people? Have you actually sort of run into tourists or visitors who have said, oh, this is really interesting? Or we can see from the website visits that it has been successful.
No, I have met people who have given their opinion. And the first thing we did was to do a presentation to the press, and the whole of the local political scene turned up. And I think they will be planning on doing something similar in all the towns around us.
So, Marilyn, thank you very much for coming in and catching us up on that. And
my
let's
pleasure.
See if the QR codes spread around Brittany.
Yes, that's it. And thank you for your help, because you are Mr. QR code in our eyes, and without you we couldn't have done this project.
Well, it was a pleasure. It was fun to work on it, and I hope maybe I'll be working on some more.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.